In this bulletin, Torres Strait Islander leaders demand independent inquiry following alarming findings on preventable deaths in remote hospitals. Parramatta gets a brand new state-of-the-art police station. And the number of Palestinians killed since the 7th of October rises to over 40,000. Queensland government investigation into chronic disease and deaths in remote hospitals in the far north has identified major gaps in primary health care. The 12-month investigation examined primary health care services across 34 hospitals and clinics in Cape York and the Torres Strait, finding the data and information used to assess First Nations health is often inaccurate and unreliable. Mayor of the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, Philemon Mosby, says the investigation came after First Nations leaders demanded action over high rates of preventable deaths and chronic disease.
A population of 15,000 having 3 to 4 deaths per week, having to attend numerous sorry business, both inside local community and across the region, was very alarming but traumatizing.
But a coalition of local government leaders in the Torres Strait have condemned the report as an internal review that lacks independence, and they're calling for a coronial investigation.
Our people must be given the power to control and manage the change that will affect and deliver the outcomes that we want now and for the future.
Workers who receive calls or emails from their boss during annual leave late at night or while cooking dinner for their family will have the right to ignore them until they begin their shift. The new laws on the right to disconnect have now come into effect. The legislation is meant to ensure employees are paid for every hour they work instead of the average 5.4 hours a week they currently perform without pay, according to the Australia Institute. Australians can refuse to monitor, read, or respond to work communication outside of paid hours unless doing so is unreasonable. Andrew McKellar is the CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He says there's still a great deal of uncertainty on how the law will operate and what it means for business owners.
Does it mean that they have the right not to respond? No, it's not a blanket right. Of course, it has to be reasonable. It has to be on reasonable grounds. And I think at the moment there's a real lack of certainty about what determines whether that action is reasonable or unreasonable. And I think that's something that we really won't know how that is going to be interpreted until we start to see some test cases coming forward.
The Business Council of Australia says the changes to the industrial relations laws that come into effect today will crash productivity. Labour's Closing Loopholes IR legislation comes into effect today, enshrining a right to disconnect into law and changing the definition of a casual worker. The Productivity Commission found labour productivity fell by 3.7% in 2023-2024, well below the long-term average growth rate of 1.3 per annum. In a statement, Business Council Chief Executive Brand Black said the changes add more cost and complexity to doing business, which could turn potential investors away from the country. Tasmania's Premier vows to make governing work no matter how hard it gets, despite a major fracture in the balance of power that keeps the Liberals in charge. This comes as two MPs from the Jackie Lambie network parted ways with the party to serve as independents in Tasmania's lower house. Miriam Beswick and Rebecca Pentland are looking to sign a new agreement in the coming days with Jeremy Rockliffe's minority Liberal government. Mr. Rockliffe has promised to continue so as to avoid another election and maintain business confidence. Gaza health authorities say the death toll from 10 months of fighting has reached 40,405, with 93,468 injured. In the last 24 hours alone, 71 people were killed and 112 injured in ongoing Israeli bombings. The United Nations says successive Israeli evacuation orders in Gaza have displaced 90% of its 2.1 million residents since October 7 Hamas attack. Fears over further escalation in the last 24 hours have been triggered after Israel launched what it called self-defense strikes on targets in Lebanon as Hezbollah fired hundreds of rockets and drones over the border. Meanwhile, Hamas official Osama Hamdan has accused Israel of stalling talks on a deal for a ceasefire. Negotiations have resumed in Cairo. Meanwhile, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says further escalation must be avoided.
We have been concerned about the conflict escalating into an all-out regional war since October 7th, and we have worked round the clock with partners and allies, moving military assets, engaging in intensive diplomacy, both publicly and privately behind the scenes, to avert that outcome. We continue to work to avert that outcome. And our hope is that the events of last night do not spill out into an escalation that leads to regional war.
Reuters says its safety advisor in Ukraine, Ryan Evans, has been killed and two of its journalists injured in a missile strike on a hotel in Kramatorsk, eastern Ukraine, on Saturday, August 24. Mr. Evans, a former British soldier, had been advising Reuters journalists on safety since 2022, including in Ukraine, Israel, and at the Paris Olympics. He was only 38. Two journalists are currently in hospital, with one seriously injured. Reuters has not confirmed whether the missile was fired by Russia or if the hotel was deliberately targeted. Russia's defense ministry did not comment. And back home, Australian travellers could soon benefit from improved refund policies and better customer service for flight delays and cancellations. The government is set to announce today measures aimed at enhancing the aviation industry's sustainability, competitiveness, efficiency and safety with the expected release of the Aviation White Paper. Transport Minister Catherine King tells Seven Sunrise that among the measures is the appointment of an aviation industry ombudsperson.
We know that leading into COVID, during COVID and post-COVID, you know, airlines and airports obviously have struggled, but what we've seen particularly is a really poor experience from the part of passengers. Delays, lost baggage, people not able to get refunds, not understanding the contracts often that they've entered into when they're purchasing a ticket, and they're not able to actually be able to use that ticket going forward. So the ombudsperson will really be able to receive complaints, and it's also really about getting that long-term improvement.
Western Sydney's law enforcement capabilities have been enhanced with the opening of the new $46.6 million Parramatta Police Station. The state-of-the-art facility will house around 180 officers across various units, including general duties, criminal intelligence, domestic violence, bicycle patrols, prosecutors and traffic command. Police and Anti-Terrorism Minister Yasmin Ketley says the station provides essential resources and facilities to effectively combat crime and serve the expanding community.
This facility, which is purpose-built, accommodates the police in ways that they have never been accommodated before. It has technology like we have not seen. It is second to none. We have facilities here, we have extra custodial facilities here, we have DV and sexual assault specialist rooms, which are really important. And I was just speaking to some of those officers who are working in the DV team, and they now have a special purpose-built DV team area located in this building. They were saying how much better it is than when they were working in Wetherill Park, for instance.
In Victoria, several severe thunderstorms have unleashed havoc with substantial hail and powerful winds causing significant disruption. The state emergency service has been inundated with 477 calls for help handling issues from fallen trees to structural damage. The storms were particularly severe in Emerald and Bendigo, where golf ball-sized hailstorms were reported. Wind gusts reached up to 150 kilometres an hour in the Alpine regions, affecting flights in and out of Melbourne. Power outages also occurred across the state. While conditions in Melbourne have improved with a cooler forecast and potential showers, the weather is expected to warm up again by Tuesday, likely reaching around 20 degrees Celsius. Miriam Bradbury from the Bureau of Meteorology says high winds will be a concern across parts of Australia over the next few days.
A dry, mostly sunny start to the week, with temperatures starting to peak through southeast and central Queensland. On Tuesday, much of southern Australia will see winds increasing once again. Damaging gusts will become a risk across southern parts of Western Australia and a widespread hazard throughout the southeast states.
And to sport, for the second year in a row, Fremantle has been eliminated from the final race, this time due to a 20-point defeat at the hands of Port Adelaide, a result that consequently secured Carlton's position in eighth place. The Dockers went into Sunday's game with the knowledge that a victory would guarantee them a spot in the finals, especially after St Kilda narrowly edged out the Blues by 2 points. The atmosphere at Optus Stadium was electric when Jack Higgins of St Kilda netted a goal just 12 seconds before the end, clinching a win against Carlton. However, Fremantle failed to capitalise on this, falling short in their own match. Willie Rioli was instrumental in Port Adelaide's win, scoring 2 goals in the last quarter to help his team's triumph. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, sunny, 34, Perth, possible shower, 22, Adelaide, a shower or 2, 18, Melbourne, possible shower, 18, Hobart, similar conditions and 16 degrees, Albury-Wodonga, cloudy and 15, Canberra, possible shower, 17 degrees, Wollongong, wind easing and a sunny day, 22 degrees, Sydney, sunny as well, 24 degrees, Newcastle, wind easing and sunny, 26, Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31, Townsville, mostly sunny, 27, Cairns, much the same, 28, Alice Springs, sunny, 27, Darwin, also sunny, 34, and the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day ahead and a top of 29 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.